Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to Real Talk Radio, and I am your host, Kimberly Sherrill, K. Sherrill, if you know me a little bit more personally, I guess, and I am America's favorite Southern Belle. Thank you for joining me on the very brand new Monday night episode of Real Talk Radio. I have to say, I'm a little excited. I'm a little anxious about being on Monday. I don't know. There's something about starting the week off with all of you that kind of puts a little, I don't know, a little jitter in my heart. You know, I had a little itch to bounce in my step knowing that I didn't have to wait so many days to talk to you. And it was a very long story as to why we are now on Monday, but just know that I wanted to start the week off with all of you. So excited about tonight's show. Oh, my goodness. I am interviewing Greg Murray, who is a pop rock artist. And anyone that knows me know that I did in many different genres of music. I'm definitely that girl who does not like to be put in a box. And before the show, I was sort of, you know, doing my little chair dance. It was a little different for this song than some of the previous songs that I've had my little chair dance going to. But I'm very excited, I have to say. Part of the reason why I'm a little excited about tonight's interview is that it is a man. Oh my goodness. You know, we have went through so many series this season where we deal with females, and I'm so excited to have a gentleman on the show who brings a new perspective. So that is definitely coming up very soon. Greg Murray, those of you who are just joining me. So let's talk a little bit before we get right down to the meat of tonight's show. Speaking of meat, a Florida Keys fisherman caught a two-headed shark. Oh my goodness, you talking about something that would scare the bejesus out of me. Let me tell you right now, if I was out in the water and suddenly I thought there was one Jaws after me and then I realized, oh no, he has two heads, yeah. Homegirl might never get back in the water. But, yes, he caught a two-headed bull shark. It just makes me wonder, you know, what does this shark mom look like? I'm just wondering, does she have two heads? Or, you know, is this, you know, a rare occurrence? How many other two-headed sharks are out there, two-headed fish? And this just goes right back to the conversation I had with a friend over the weekend as to why I do not swim in water that has animals in it. I am so sorry. Call me citified all you want. I stay in the pool, honey, because there are no fish or two-headed sharks in the pool. I'm just trying to tell you. The other thing I'm really excited about tonight, my show comes back on tonight, The Secret Life of the American Teenager. Now, this show really was ahead of the game. I mean, the first show that portrays a pregnant teenager in school and that journey, but one of the things that made it, I guess, so monumental is that she was white and she was middle class. And so that's sort of always kind of been the taboo of television, but it has really been a hit, and I'm really excited. I love the show. I've been watching it for years. Cannot wait to see how this thing will end out. Now, we are about to take a very short commercial break. And when I say short, I mean just long enough for you to call everyone you know and tell them to get on the line so they can hear the interview of none other than Greg Murray. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, he will be on the air. You are listening to Real Talk Radio.
Sherelle Inc. has a full array of business and professional services to help take you and your business to the next level. Services include business consultation, portfolio development, branding, resume services, interview prep, website review. Services starting as low as $20. Contact our office today for more information. Did you know Real Talk Radio has 1,000 listeners each week worldwide? So why aren't you advertising on Real Talk Radio? Packages start as low as $10 a week. Visit our website for more details, SherelleInc.com.
All right. Thank you for staying with me. And I told you that was going to be a very quick commercial break. You are listening to Real Talk Radio, and I have on the air with me tonight none other than pop rock artist Greg Murray. Good evening.
Hey, what's up, Kim?
How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks.
You are so formal. Where are you from?
I'm from Arkansas. I guess most people wouldn't assume that we're formal there, but we kind of are.
Yes, you are very formal. I like it, though. I feel like I'm in a movie or something. You are so formal. I'm like, we're sitting out on the lanai sipping mint tea. I love it. Wonderful.
That'd be ideal.
Okay, so introduce yourself to the world, Greg. Tell everybody a little snippet about you.
Well, first off, my name is Greg Murray. I guess you got that from Kim. And, man, I love God and I love people, and I think those are two of the main things that drive me. So, yeah, that's a bit about me.
He loves God and he loves people. Man, Greg, I have to say, I'm loving the headshot. I'm loving the headshot. And apparently a few people as well, because when I posted your picture up today to promote the show, I got a couple of emails and little Twitter hits from people saying, oh, he's so cute.
Well, thanks, Kim.
Hey, don't thank me. Thank the listener. I can't call you. My husband might be listening to the show. I'm just saying it was a lovely
no.
Admiring God's work. Okay, so my question, my first question to you is, why music?
You know, music's always been a passion of mine. When I was a kid, I took piano, like classical lessons, and I didn't really get music. I was like, man, I don't know why I'm doing this. But as I grew up, music kind of had an impact on my life, and I don't know, it really means a lot to me. And there's also something about music, you can express something in between the words. You almost can give the words more meaning, and that's always kind of captured my imagination, and I'd like to have an impact on people's life through the music that I create. And I think music is a good avenue to have impact on people's life as well.
Okay, well, excellent. Now, you started out playing the piano, and what other instruments?
It was really just the piano. I started when I was 5, and I actually thought songs on the radio were like the hardest thing to play. But like growing up, I was playing a lot of Mozart and a lot of Bach and stuff like that. And then I picked out the song 100 Years by Five for Fighting, and Once I played that, I was like, man, these songs on the radio, I love them, and they're a lot easier to play than I thought they would be. And so I just started using my ear and picking out other songs that I heard. And around that time, I was about 14 years old, and I picked up my guitar. I'd gone to Sam's Club and bought a guitar and just started strumming on it and picking out other songs and kind of taught myself how to play guitar. And then a little later on, I started taking voice lessons when I got to college. So it's kind of a little bit of my musical journey.
Okay, that is very interesting. Now, I read in your bio that you write your music as well.
Yes, yeah, I do.
Okay, so are you like Taylor Swift in writing? What are you, and when I say that, I'm just wondering, like, anybody that comes in contact with you, should, you know, they sign a waiver knowing that there's a threat they might be in a song later? Like, what inspires what you write?
I mean, I might write a song about you. But that's generally not how I write. For me, I hear the song in my head first, and then I'll grab my guitar or whatever instrument's closest, and I'll just start, even if I just have to hum it, I'll just start making that melody come to life. Mm-hmm. And then as I've got that melody, generally I'll have something in my mind that I want to sing about anyway. And I'll start just kind of mouthing words and just kind of not any real words that make sense. And then as it comes along, as it starts to form, I'll put real words down. And I try to make the music and the words kind of all fit together, you know, like fit the same theme and same idea. So like this song, for instance, the I Can't Believe, the song that you'll be playing later, that was actually a project was working with Rick Elias. He used to play for Rich Mullins back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave me a picture and was like, hey, man, try to write a song off of this picture. And it was a picture of the Twin Towers in New York. And that's something I could never do justice. That's a really tough thing to talk about. And I think it's really close to a lot of Americans' hearts as well. So I tried to put a little bit of a spin on the picture and tried to make it more into a little bit more of like a tragic love song, if that makes sense. There's some more stuff in between the lines, but I'd rather let you kind of figure it out for yourself.
I like that, though. I was listening how you were talking about the way that, I guess, how you play on the words. There's a message that you want to say, but you want to make sure that you're using the right words and they're connecting in the right way. And I can definitely relate to that. I write poetry, and most of the time before I even write the poem, like, there's a picture in my head, like, of the emotion that I want to portray. And in the process of writing it, I want to make sure that there's a bit of wordplay. Don't want to give it all away. The best part about any song, any book, any story is the in between the lines that you are allowed to fill in for yourself.
Yeah, exactly. I think another thing that helps any young songwriters listening, a good idea is to try to get one, if you can narrow it down to like one or two words that the whole song is about, and try to focus everything around that. That's generally something I've been trying to do. I try to do that with all my songs.
I like that. You have inspired me. I'm going to try that for at least one poem in my next book. Definitely let it be. Pick two words and let those two words inspire the rest of the poem. Never really thought about it in that way, that it, the definition of it all should be so simple. Loving it. So musically, who inspires you?
Oh, man. That's a tough one. There's a band called Anne Berlin. It's one word. They're a rock band that I really got into in high school, along with The Fray. They're from Colorado. I love their stuff. Coldplay is a big one, too. I don't know. There's some more folk stuff in there, like the Civil Wars really inspire me a lot. Their Civil Wars lyrics are really deep, and I appreciate that a lot. The Fleet Foxes. I'm trying to think of a couple other bands. Those are quite a few. So.
Okay, yeah, you definitely naming off some artists that are on my playlist. I love Coldplay. I think I have a couple of different songs of theirs on almost every playlist on my iPod, and I have quite a few. And I do like The Fray as well. I don't know. I've had a bit of an obsession with various genres. Like, I don't know, my husband said I'm not focused. Musically, I'm not focused. Musically, because he's a music person, so he says so he's very focused musically. But me, I love everything. And I find a little bit of inspiration out of everything. So currently, what are you working on?
Currently, I'm at the Contemporary Music Center in Nashville. And Rick Elias and I are working a lot on just basic songwriting development. I'm trying to play more shows around here. I have three songs that are being recorded right now, a fourth one on the way. And I'll probably come out with an EP in August is what I'm – that's what I'm planning on. And that's kind of like the near future.
All right, love it. Those of you just tuning in, you're listening to Real Talk Radio on this new Monday night, and I've had the pleasurable company of none other than pop rock artist Greg Murray. And right now, Greg, I would like to play your song, and the title is I Can't Believe. Am I right?
Yep, that's right.
Okay, so we're going to play a little bit of his song. So definitely want to stay tuned for that, and we will continue on with the second part of the interview.
Now looks a lot different than it did back like 20, 30 years ago. In my mind, I always imagine like this super big studio that you walk into that's like pristine with like, you know, super high ceilings for extra reverb and stuff like that. But a lot of the studios now are actually in homes that are just renovated to where the entire house is a studio. But regular rooms are rearranged and remade to be better acoustic environments. And so that was kind of a surprise. I think the whole recording process is always a thrill. I mean, getting in there, just being in the studio, I'm always psyched every time. Like, I can't believe there I go using my song title. I can't believe that I just get this opportunity to record something that I wrote. You know, it's such a blessing, and it's so much fun. And hopefully it blesses other people's lives as well.
Love it. I love that. I really do believe that you achieve some of probably your greatest success if you aren't doing it simply for you and the accolades that will come with it, but in hopes that it inspires or touches someone else's life.
Yeah, that's the goal. I think as artists and just as people in general, you know, we're always seeking after truth, and we're always seeking after God. And I think if we're focused on ourselves, I think we kind of get lost in some of that process. And like, what I'm creating isn't just for me to hold and to hide underneath, like, I don't know, whatever. It's for me to give to other people as a gift. It's kind of the idea. It doesn't do anybody any good for me to put it in a closet or hide it anywhere. So.
Exactly. Let that light shine. Some others in. So what is on your playlist that someone might be surprised to know?
I've got some Skrillex that I listen to from time to time. Definitely have a little bit of that dubstep back there.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor Swift is on my playlist, actually. Her song, that song that she's got, it's like I just totally forgot the name. It's got that more dubstep vibe in it, though. I just forgot the name, but I've got some of her, and actually a little bit of country. Some Keith Urban has kind of been creeping in a little bit. That's just a few.
Okay, I mean, nothing wrong. Country is my guilty pleasure as well. I think I quoted Dixie Chicks a couple of times today. Because I do. That song, I'm Not Ready to Make Nice, I'm sorry, that will be probably on a couple of playlists for at least the next 10 or 15 years. Because there are moments when that song expresses exactly how I feel in that moment. I'm not ready to make nice. Okay?
Yeah.
But I love that. But before we run out of time, I want to make sure that you tell everyone where they can find out more about you and your music.
All right. You can go to gregmurraymusic.com. That's Greg Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, music.com. You can find more information about me. I'm going on a tour with a bunch of students at the Contemporary Music Center this semester. It's in more of the Northeast United States. So if you're out there, I'd love to see you. Come to one of the shows. We'll be at a college there. You can also find me on Facebook at Greg Murray Music. Same name, Greg Murray Music on Facebook. And I have a free download of that song that you just heard, I Can't Believe, on SoundCloud under soundcloud.com/Greg Murray Music. That's where you can find me.
Excellent. Now, I will actually catch your show. You will be coming to Kentucky Christian, and I'm going I will be there. I will be there at the concert. I can't wait. I'm very excited about it.
Yeah, I can't wait to meet you in person, Kim.
I can't wait to meet you either. You're so formal. I love it. I mean, that Southern flair with the little bit of formality to it. I'm loving it. It's been a pleasure of interviewing you, and I can't wait to actually catch the concert in person, hoping to actually maybe write a little bit about it, the experience, on my blog. So I'm definitely excited. But you have to promise me that in the future, when more things start happening now and you have that EP out, that you will come back on Real Talk Radio and talk to me about it.
All right. Yeah, I will for sure.
Cannot forget me, Greg. I'm gonna hold you to that. Listeners,
all right,
you are all the witnesses.
I don't forget easily, so I'll remember.
Okay. Definitely. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. And my final question to you is, when it's all said and done for Greg Murray on this planet, your time is up. What do you want to be remembered as your legacy?
Oh, man, you saved the biggest question for last. You know, I think that's a tough question to answer. I would like people to remember me as a man who followed after God's heart. You know, I think King David in Scripture or in the Bible, he's had a big impact on me. And, yeah, I think that's the biggest thing is my goal in life is to serve God as best as I can and go where he leads me. And, yeah, loving God and loving others, that would be what I'd like to be defined by. So.
Wow. Love that. Greg, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Well, thank you, Kim. It's a pleasure here, too. Thank you guys for listening. I appreciate it.
Okay. I hope you have a great evening.
All right. Thanks, Kim. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Those of you who have joined me and those of you who have stayed with me, this is Real Talk Radio, and that was none other than pop rock artist Greg Murray. He is so formal, I'm telling you. I truly enjoyed that interview. And his song, I Can't Believe, if you missed it when we played it earlier in the show, don't worry, that is how we will end the show, because I will definitely play a clip of the song again. And if you would like to get the download of I Can't Believe, which he is giving away, it is free, go to gregmurraymusic.com and you will be able to get more information on how you can cop the download. Those of you who cannot find that information, just send me an email and I'll be more than happy to forward you the information. And yes, we are now on Mondays, and this is how we will close out this spring season of Real Talk Radio. We will start your week off right. Those of you who do not know, please visit my website, SherrellInc.com. There's information about if you're interested in being a guest on the show, a little form to fill out, send me an email, and I will definitely respond. And also, those of you who are doing spring, summer events and you need help with fundraisers, I am an independent Scentsy consultant and I will be more than happy to help you with all of your fundraising needs. And if you already have a Scentsy warming, you simply need to refill your bars, just go to my website, SherrellInc.Scentsy.us. If you need further help with that, just send me an email and I'll be more than happy to do it. Cannot wait to talk to you again next week. I love you so much. You're all so precious to me for joining me week after week and being so supportive and encouraging. So right now I want to definitely end the show by playing another clip from Greg Murray's I Can't Believe. Thank you. One love.